What drew you to get involved in conservation?
I've been a outdoorsman my entire life. I grew up hunting and fishing and running around through the woods and the bottoms down along the Mississippi River and just grew to love the outdoors and wanted to make a career where I was giving something back to that which I love. And so my career path basically, my education took me to Iowa State. I graduated from there in 2005 with a degree in animal ecology and a minor in forestry. And then right out of school, I got on with Pheasants Forever as a private lands wildlife biologist down in northeast Missouri. Worked down there for a little shy of 3 years and did a lot of conservation on private lands, helping farmers and landowners get more wildlife on their property and implement conservation practices, and had a lot of fun with that and learned a lot. And actually, it was down there that I met my wife. And when a job came open here with the County Conservation Department, I said, I want to move back home. I was born and raised here in Burlington, so this is ultimately kind of where my career hopes had always wanted to get me to. And I got on here and worked my way up through the ranks and now becoming director. I'm real excited about it.
What have you been? What was your most recent title with the department?
Recently, I was the operations supervisor, and so I oversaw the field staff, the field work that got done here with the department.
What made you want to take that next step to be director? I mean, was there any hesitation, or did you know that as soon as you found out the opening that you wanted to go for it?
Yeah, I knew as soon as it opened that I wanted to go for it. I really like being involved, and really like, kind of being, I'll say at the top, but I like, coordinating everything and the big picture type stuff. And having been with the department for a while, I knew that with my ambition and my passion for conservation here in this community, I knew that my skill set would be uniquely paired to this position, and I knew that I could really make a difference for conservation in this community.
Is Kim still around?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, she'll be here through next week.
Okay.
Her last day is next Friday, and so here for the next week, we'll be kind of going through the transition process. She'll be bringing me up to speed on some of the details that I might not have been involved with, but she's done a very, very good job of keeping me in the loop on everything that's been going on. It's definitely our department's team dynamic. It's definitely not top-down management, and she's done a very good job of keeping me abreast of all the things that have been going on. And so I really feel comfortable coming in and being able to pick up where she's leaving off.
Obviously, you're moving into the position, you're overseeing everything, but will you have a couple of priorities or issues that you really want to make sure that you keep on the forefront?
We've got two big major projects that are ongoing right now. The development up at Big Hollow is definitely going to remain top priority until we get all of that done. And then the Flint River Trail, continuing on with that, we'll have a section of it opening this coming spring, and we want to get the ball rolling on the rest of it, get the between Highway 61 and the city of Burlington's portion. We would really like to get that connected, and so those will be the two biggest project-type priorities.
How do you sell conservation to? I know I'm very. I watch Lee County's process go, and a lot of times it can be a struggle to get funding through the county for conservation. How do you, I guess, sell conservation to people, whether it's a government funding the department or someone in the public making donations?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of different ways of doing it, and the first thing you have to look at is where are people's priorities and what is it they like to do. The outdoors affects all of us, whether it's the water that we drink or whether it's the trails that we like to go run around on. Even if you're not an outdoorsman, conservation and the outdoors affects you in some way. And so, I think the first key is making sure that people understand that, and secondly is finding out where their ambitions are. Do they like trails? Do they like hunting or fishing or anything like that? And the biggest thing, I think, is we're a rural community still, and the outdoors is our livelihood in a lot of ways. And so, in order to maintain that, we understand that conservation has to be applied in some forms, and it's not. not just, you know, the saving of the soil or the water. It's the getting outside, and it's enjoying the outdoors, and, you know, getting away from the day-to-day office work or, you know, the time spent on video games or watching TV. You know, we've got to get outside, and you know, research has shown that, you know, that's good for people across the board, and that's something we really want to provide. And you know, the trick is there's always going to be a lack of funding. You know, everybody's that way. So you look for those additional sources, and you look for a balanced approach of, you know, okay, if county government is going to cut budgets, how do we continue moving forward? How do we continue building facilities at Big Hollow? How do we continue building bike trails when our county budget is getting cut? You know, tax revenue is down. And so that's where you start going out. You're looking for grants, you look for funding opportunities, and you look for better ways of doing things, and you keep moving forward. And I think we've gotten real good at doing that, and I hope to continue that.